This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. says it expects more attacks in Afghanistan, like the two suicide bombings near the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. troops and at least 95 Afghans, according to a new estimate from an official this morning. The U.S. blames the attacks on the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate. General Frank McKenzie, the U.S. Central Command Chief overseeing the evacuation.
We believe it is their desire to continue those attacks, and we expect those attacks to continue. And we're doing everything we can to be prepared for those attacks. That includes reaching out to the Taliban, who are actually providing the outer security cordon around the airfield.
The AP's Jackie Quinn with President Biden's promise of payback against those he holds accountable for the attacks.
Biden says the violence appears to be the work of a faction of the Islamic State group.
We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Critics like Republican Senator Tom Tillis are blaming the Biden administration for the deadly chaos.
We should have had more contingency plans than putting over 5,000 service members in a box canyon called Kabul Airport.
Canada and a number of European countries have already ended their evacuations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
But the deadline for the U.S. to leave is August 31st, and residents of Kabul report hearing several flights take off this morning from Kabul's airport, as the U.S. promises the evacuations will continue. The Supreme Court will allow evictions to resume across the United States. The Biden administration favored a ban on the evictions because of the coronavirus pandemic. About 3.5 million Americans say they face eviction in the next 2 months. Tropical storm Ida has formed in the Caribbean. Forecasters say it's aimed at the U.S. Gulf Coast. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency. Ida is expected to reach the Gulf Coast by Sunday. This is AP News. More testimony yesterday at singer R. Kelly's sex trafficking trial in New York City. The AP's Oscar Wills Gabriel reports.
Depending on what you think about R. Kelly's guilt or innocence, it's a comparison of his musical talent or the ultimate self-own. A witness at his sex trafficking trial says Kelly once compared himself to rock star Jerry Lee Lewis, with Kelly saying they were both misunderstood geniuses who liked young girls and because of their musical talent should be allowed to do, quote, whatever they want. Of course, Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin decades ago. The witness is the third woman to testify as a Jane Doe against Kelly. All say they were sexually abused by the singer. Kelly denies it all. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Mortgage rates are creeping up just a little bit. The average for a 30-year loan is now 2.8%, still historically low. Freddie Mac reporting that figure. That's the average, says Freddie Mac. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.